0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I will call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you hear this broadcast. Come right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord keep each and every single one of my father's children here as far as my voice can be heard. Yes, once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, friends, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, those of you that have that sickness in your body, those of you that have that court case pending, those of you that have those enemies running about you, yes, those of you right now that have no peace in that home, even those of you that have no success in that business, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, those of you, my friends, that are saying to yourself, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way shall I go? Write that telephone number down, my friends. That plea that you're making towards the heavens is yours, and all you have to do is claim it. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, friends, you know, many of you know that we have been sending out different types of herbal remedies for those of you that have that heart condition, that problem with high blood pressure, that problem with diabetes, that problem with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. You know, in the days of old, friends, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a crocus sack across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and strain it. Get rid of that pain and swelling in your body, my friends, so you can get back into the fields the next day or not have that pain. And, oh, my God, empty some of those pills out of that medicine cabinet. Now, friends, again, that telephone number I'm hearing at the prayer line all throughout the day, 404-212-2444. Because God is wonderful, my friends. Wonderful. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, my friends. Fret not by myself, my friends, for that situation that you're facing. Even if voodoo with witchcraft and hoodoo. Even if you right now are looking at the enemy and that enemy is the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. And you said, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way do I go? Gee or haw? Oh, my God. Yes, friends, I'm going to pray a testimonial for you and get right back with you. All right, that telephone number down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy sometimes, you can't remember your own telephone number. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
Well, you were talking last night about your business and how it was coming along.
It's doing much better. It's done better than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
And your enrollment, how high is your enrollment now? Well, don't tell me how high it is, but it's coming up there.
Right.
All right.
It's on its way to doing a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
And then we spoke also about your house.
Mm-hmm. And so far, everything, we were having financial problems with our property.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two or three pieces of property. But after visiting you, things are much better, and we still have our property.
That's a blessing there, because you were really in a fret when I left.
Yes, I was very much upset. I was very, very much upset. And who wouldn't be?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Under circumstances like that. So far, it's doing very well, and we're expecting it to close out in our favor.
Oh, that's good. Well, I'm glad to hear that your business is doing good.
Right.
I'm going to get you something else out there. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you one question. If anyone was to ask you about me, what would you have to say? Or about how you've come through?
I would say Reverend Gregory is a very sincere person, and he worked very hard to help you out. And if anyone could help you, it would be him. I recommend him.
Oh, God bless you. All right. You don't mind if I record this, do you?
No, I don't care. Do you call my name?
No. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, my God, my God. Yes, my friends, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Evildoers, neither soon be cut down. Friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how many enemies you're facing, those that are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo, those right now that have other troubles around them. Yeah, my friends, even those of you with that sickness, that nature that's on vacation, I want you to write the number down. Now, friends, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it, my friends, 30321. When you're right, my friends, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil. I'm going to send you a cross and a prayer cloth, and I want you to pray that problem away, my friends. Oh, good gracious alive. Oh, some, I'm going to send something to bathe and clean around that home. I want to dress around that home. Oh, good God. Call me, my friends. I'm here at the prayer line all throughout the day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. But right now, let us take just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus. You might be praying with someone you don't even know that's on the other side of town or in another county that's having the same trouble you are right now. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent. Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've had trouble, I want you to know that you too can come through, my friends. That situation can be turned around. All you need is the faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, good grace alive. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you to pray over everything you do and not to give up, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was. As when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Now again, my friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial me right back. And I'll be here with you, and especially you that are in need. No matter what you're facing, friends, God can bring you through. Oh, David got out there with that big uncircumcised Philistine Goliath, and he showed us what faith can do. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. 2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom, friends, is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach or back down the road where you passed it up, it's something else to go back and get it because someone else already has it. Good God. This is Reverend Gregory asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is yet in the blessing business. Yes, those of you that need that financial help, those of you that have that sickness in your body, that arthritis.